Direct from Orlando, it's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2015. Brought to you by Hims. Your needs are our solutions. Home of the new Smart Beetle Braille display, the Ebot video magnifier, and the Blaze ET. Visit www.hims-inc.com. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hello, everyone. Joe Steinkamp back again with more audio from the summer 2015 conventions. This time, we're going to go to Orlando, the NFB convention, where Dave Wilkinson from Hims brings us audio about Braille. That's right. Everything from the Braille note tickers to the brand new Smart Beetle. That's not me doing that. That's actually something Dave did on the floor. I guess he had Red Robin for dinner or so. Anyway, Dave did this a lot, so it's stuck in my head. And Dave actually does a really good job talking about what's new in all the different forms of Braille for Hims. Definitely check out the Bookshare demonstration. It is, well, one of my personal all-time favorite pieces of audio from Dave, and definitely worth a listen. We'd like to thank Hims for sponsoring our convention coverage for both Orlando and Dallas. Remember, you can check out more about Hims by heading over to their website, checking out our show notes, and of course, following them on Twitter to learn all about the Hims products that are available. And now, without any further ado, let's hear Dave talk about Braille from the NFB 2015 convention.
Okay, you're recording video? That's scary. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. Now, here's the deal. I wrote out this formal outline that I was supposed to follow for this. I really don't remember what I wrote on it, so you're going to get whatever strikes me as interesting at the moment.
I like that.
Which, always says that.
Yeah, I agree.
That is not acceptable.
No, I'm kidding.
It doesn't matter.
That's perfectly acceptable.
There's a Microsoft session down the hall if you don't like this one. He's feisty today. Here's our timetable. Here's some of the things that we're going to try to do. We're going to try to cover several things that we have new that are in for Braille. I'm going to at least pass around a Smart Beetle so that you guys can see what a Smart Beetle looks like. Smart Beetle demos in front of a group like this are kind of boring because I'm just like writing on something and it's answering back, which is really dull. So come by our booth, which is booth 3 through B5, which means it's B4 in the middle, but it's B3 through B5. To see the Smart Beetle, I will pass it around. We'll also talk a little bit about the Braille Edge, some things that are happening with the Braille Edge. And we're going to start off by talking about with the Braille Sense. And through all of it, you guys know that if you have any questions, you're wasting your time if you hold your hands up, because I'm going to see them. And if perchance I do, I'm calling the TV stations and I'll be on tour tomorrow, and you guys will be here.
So,
it's a 75th anniversary miracle.
That's that was painfully awesome. A brief overview of what Hims does first on the Braille side. We'll be back later on to talk about Blazes.
Yay!
Yay!
I just got Blazes.
Yes,
And then in the middle, we get all that low vision crap, though. No, wait. I am Dave Wilkinson. I am the Education Market Manager for Hims. I have no idea what that title means. It basically means that most of what I do is work with education. My role has shifted over the last several months with Hims. I had a territory for a while, and we decided that I didn't like territories because I kept traveling out of it. And so now I'm the Education Market Manager, which means that I travel anywhere in North America and talk to groups like you guys, or to schools, organizations. But most of what I'm focused on, my background as far as like my professional background is in higher ed administration, and education is where I'm most comfortable, where I have the most contacts, et cetera. So that's what I do. I do a lot of traveling around the country. I've been with Hims now for just over 2 years, and I think I've been in 34 states for them in Canada. And a lot of those states I've been multiple times. I was trying to add it up the other day. I think this is trip number 14 to Florida, something crazy like that.
Wow.
So there's some states that it's just been insane. But I haven't made it to places like Idaho yet, but give me time. I've been to Rhode Island.
Oh.
So to give you guys a brief overview of some of the Hims products, do we have anyone here who has no idea what Hims is? Awesome. Okay, So, do we have anyone here who are HIMSS users?
Yeah. Yay!
All right, what products are you using?
I have a Braille Edge, and I just recently, within the last couple of minutes, purchased the Lazy Easy.
All right.
Woo! Congrats.
Awesome. A Blaze EZ.
My name's Amanda, by the way.
Or when I was in Canada, it was a Blaze EZ.
Yeah.
EZ.
What other products, just to, real quick, are people using? Voice
Sense. Voice
Sense.
I use a Braille Sense.
I use the Braille Sense.
YouTube, Corey.
Awesome.
No.
So we've got a lot of stuff. Braille Sense Pluses, yep. Braille Sense Q2, Minis, QWERTYs. Okay, several things to make sure that you guys are aware of, and then we're going to show some neat features that you may not be aware of. You guys know that your units are all ready for UEB, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm using it.
Excellent. Now, does everyone know how to change your unit to UEB if you so choose to do so?
No.
Yes.
Okay, boys and girls, here's how you do it. We go to the options menu.
Braille display, B on.
And from there, you go to Braille display. You're going to use your scroll buttons to move down.
Braille cursor, C, always up. A dot mode, E off. New input grade, G, contracted Braille.
We're going to keep going.
Braille code, C, US.
Braille code, US. I hit the space bar.
UEB.
And it says UEB. It should probably say UEB. We're more interested in actually having the right Braille table than how you pronounce it. You would hit enter there.
Can you help us find a seat?
And now, I'm in UEB.
Same options.
Yeah.
Headset connected, 1-1.
Is that...
Jambox by Jabo, trusted, 3-4.
Okay, hold on, on the edge is a little bit of a different story. We'll get back to the edge.
Okay.
Okay?
Cool.
Now, can you guys hear that speaker okay? It seems to be all the volume it has.
I can hear,
I can throw it out in the crowd.
It probably needs to be.
Here, would it help if we set it like out here? Once again, all you need to do to change your Braille Sense Plus, your Braille Sense U2, your U2 Mini to UEB is you go into Options.
Braille display, B on.
You go down to Braille Code. And from here, you just hit your space bar until you choose UEB. Okay? Not too tough.
Easy.
Now, this is so disconcerting. Now, a few things from you guys have all updated to the latest 8.2 patch that we released
yes.
a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We fixed a couple of things in that patch where we had some issues with Facebook and YouTube. Those have been fixed. So if you haven't updated, I would encourage you to update. You all know that you can update by going to Utilities and then Upgrade, and you can upgrade. So just to make sure that you're aware that exists, that we do have a patch, there will be another firmware release this year.
I got a question.
Okay.
How long does it take to upgrade it?
It takes probably 10 minutes to upgrade it. And you want it to be plugged in.
Quick and easy.
You want it to be plugged in because we make you have it plugged in as a safety measure in case someone tries to do it on a battery with 3%. I'm sorry?
That'll corrupt your firmware because once I reset my Braille Central trying to update it, I had to have somebody send me a firmware update.
Yeah, it's not very friendly.
No.
But just in case you miss that, there will be a firmware update before the end of the year. I cannot tell you the features in it. They are awesome. They are very awesome. Skype is impossible for reasons that I could go on to forever about. But Skype, I can tell you no. Anything else is, I won't tell you, yes or no. Yes.
How awesome are they?
How awesome are what?
How awesome are the features?
Totally.
When is it going to be able to, actually, my wife has a Braille Sense, and it does not at this time read EPUB files. Will it be able to read those?
It does not read what files?
EPUB.
It should read EPUB files. Let's talk afterwards. If you open them up in the book reader, it should read them.
Unless they're encrypted.
If they're encrypted, you're pretty much stuck. But if they're unencrypted, you should be able to read them through the book reader.
It shouldn't be encrypted.
I've never had a problem before on any
other device. Do you have them with you? Unfortunately,
no. Come by and see me in the booth. I think my guess is you're trying to open them up in the word processor, and they need to be opened through the book reader.
I bet that is. Is that what you're doing, Ben?
That's where all the books go.
Okay. Do me a favor. Here's when I'm not standing right here, call me. My phone number for anyone who wants it. This is the scariest part. Hey, that is my cell phone number. If you call on weekends, I will be mad.
Okay. What's your number again?
My number again. Hey. Keep in mind that if I'm doing something like this, anyone who calls me right now, guess what happens to them? They get ignored because I'm talking to you. Email may be a better option. My email address is Dave, D-A-V-E, at HIMS-INC.com. All righty? One more time on the phone number, 918-527-0688. I'm sorry? It is my cell phone number. Email is dave@hims-inc.com. Now, keep in mind, we also do have tech support. I spend a lot of my time on the road. If you want immediate answers, you can always call. This is where I run into a problem. I don't know my wrong phone number. 512-837-2000. Thank you. Whew. I'm sorry? Extension 2, that's right, you'll get Michael or Lewis, but you are welcome to get in touch with me as well. Now, a few things that I wanted to make sure that you guys are aware of on the BrailleSense. You guys are using your Bookshare download app, right?
Yes.
You guys have all seen the Bookshare download app, right?
Yes.
Do I need to show it anyway? Has anyone not seen it?
Go for it, Eric. What about it?
Do what?
He hasn't seen it.
He hasn't seen it?
Absolutely.
Let me make sure I'm connected to Wi-Fi. Hurry up.
And you're using the hotspot right now?
I'm going to be using a hotspot off of my phone. All right, what we're going to do...
Sandbox is in going mode. Waiting for device to connect.
Now, before I'm going to pair this in a second, but I am going to go ahead and show the book reader bit. I'll just stand out here where you can hear it and we'll pair. Now, for the Bookshare bit, all I have to do, I go into Extras.
Set station number D.
Then I go into Bookshare with a B.
Set station number D. Google Maps. Set navigation. Excel tour. Then Dropbox. Dropbox. Set station number D. Google Maps. D. S. Set station number D.
Do you like that?
Oh, this all that's because it's in a different location on this. I forget that I'm running Okay, so what we're gonna do, now we're gonna go into Bookshare. Now it's going to connect to Bookshare and it's going to ask me for it should still have my username and password. And it found the speaker. Yay! So now we're going to, I want to search my books. We're going to hit enter. Is that better or is this like speaker
better?
Okay. So we're going to search for Word and we'll put in, what should we put in? Oh, let's be entertaining. Let's just put in wine and see what comes up.
Oh, Lord. Search word, enter title, author, or ISBN.
Oh, it's behind me now.
Search it. Right.
And now it's going to look for every book that contains Blind. It's going to find 8 billion of them.
Blind 1 through 150.
Now, this only shows you 250 at a time, so you could actually go further than that.
Blind 2 through 150. Sex education for the middle of the
Yeah! download this so we can write the authors and tell them to
update.
Instead of however many other keystrokes that would be.
That's awesome.
to show you how easy it is to create a macro. And I'm going to use hotkeys here. If you wanted to create a macro for the macro manager, it's under settings. So I go into settings. I think it's, or no, it's under utilities. It's a, I don't, well see, this is the problem. I use hotkeys. I don't know where anything is. So we go under utilities. There we are, macro manager, yay me. And under macro manager, you can either record macros, or the other thing that it does. Now, this is really cool. This by and the reason I'm showing you this right here is that I have 14 different macros on here. It saves them all as different files. So that means if you write a really cool macro, what could you do with that macro?
Give it to somebody.
Yes, you can share it. We want you to give it away. Unless you want to sell it. So you can copy macros, you can share them, you can do whatever, they're infinitely transferable from BrailleSense to BrailleSense. Now, I'm going to write a really simple macro. I'm just going to write a macro that's going to go into the word processor and it's going to write my name and today's date, just to give you an example of how this works, okay? And I'm going to use hotkeys for it.
Macro manager, file manager.
Now, the first thing that I tell people about macros, and I've had more than one tech support call on this, people are like, my macro does different things from different places on my BrailleSense. Well, it probably does. And the reason is you've got to have the same starting place for your macro every time, right? I strongly recommend starting at File Manager. So I begin all of my macros with F1 to take me to File Manager. It just lets me know where I am, right? So we're going to hit Function Key 2 and the letter R to record a macro.
Start macro mode. File Manager F.
And I'm going to hit Function Key 1, even though I'm already at File Manager.
File Manager,
no. Now I'm going to go to Word Processor.
Word Processor, no.
I'm going to enter. Top it's going to say Top of Document, and I'll write Dave.
Dave. What is it? Enter. July.
July, what is it?
Six.
2015. Now, I could have gotten really fancy, and I could have had it just insert today's date.
Yes, you could.
And so now, I'm going to end this macro, and I'm going to end it with function key 2 and the letter R.
And macro go. Find the macro.
And I'm going to title this, my name.
My.
Surely I'll know what that does.
Save.
Now, to execute this macro,
save. Yes.
We're going to not save this file. And now, we're going to execute this macro. And to execute the macro, I could go into settings under macro manager, all that kind of stuff. But what fun is that, right? So, what we're going to do, we're going to execute this macro by hitting function key 2 and the letter L.
Macro my name 2015.
And we've got my name 2015. And the reason it's my name is it was the last macro created. And I hit enter.
Executing macro lead.
I love that. I always picture gunfire. bam, 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 bam. Executing macro. And so now it's creating a file. And you only see executing macro on here. And now I'm in my file. I go to the top of the file.
Top of document thing.
And it
goes.
How hard was that? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, you can make this do anything. I actually have a Bookshare macro that will automatically load the Bookshare, our little app, and then automatically have it search by word because I'm too lazy to hit enter on the search category, to hit enter on books, and then hit enter on word. So if I can have like 4 or 5 keystrokes reduced to 2, sounds like a plan to me.
Me too.
Some of the other things that I've used macros for, and not that I'm the end-all be-all of macro world, but I've used them to take emails and save them into specific folders in BrailleSense, which I find to be incredibly useful. I've also got macros on here to download my favorite newspapers for Bookshare, where I've got the number, the periodical number written in, and so I've got one for like Louisville Courier Journal, and it just goes out and grabs today's copy of the Louisville Courier Journal. because I'd much rather spend my energy reading instead of downloading. So you can do, the sky is the limit with macros. So be creative, be wild. Any questions so far?
Nope.
Anyone learned anything yet? Or do I have to work harder? You got a question?
Can you download music on it?
Do I have music on here?
Can you download it?
You can download music on here as long, you cannot download music from something like iTunes, because iTunes makes you use your iPhone.
Yeah.
You can play music from iTunes on here, but you have to download it like onto your computer, onto your phone, and then move it over to here.
How do you do that?
Easiest way to do it, to answer your question in 35 words or less, would be to download the music on your computer, or download it onto your phone and plug your phone into your computer. The music is then transferred over into your music folder under iTunes, under
media,
and then it goes under music.
Yeah.
Then you'll see all of your music purchases from your iPhone.
It'll be on the RealSense.
That'll be on your computer. Then you would copy the files to, say, a secure digital card or to a thumb drive, or you could put them in Dropbox, and then you could move them over to your BrailleSense.
If you have a thumb drive, put it in a computer?
You could put a thumb drive in the computer and then move the thumb drive to the BrailleSense, and one of the geniuses of the BrailleSense is that the cut, copy, and paste commands are the same as the computer, except that we substitute enter for control, so that cut would be enter X, copy would be enter C, paste would be enter V.
Just another question?
I may have two. One's a two question. One is, what is
it's about sex ed, I can't help
you. No!
I don't think anyone said that.
Which USB is it? Like, is it USB 2.0, 3.0, and the rail server is 1.0?
You know, honestly, I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's USB speed.
Okay.
How's that?
Second question is,
actually, I think there's a two in.
How exactly is the QWERTY keyboard keystroke different from the QWERTY keystroke?
The QWERTY keystrokes in general, when you use the space, and this is in general, so don't call me up and tell me about all the exceptions that you found.
Okay.
In general, you're using the Alt key instead of the space key. And then you're using the control key when you would be using the enter key on the U2 because you've actually got a control key.
And does your does the start menu key or I'm sorry?
The Windows key takes you to the start menu. Takes you to the file manager.
Okay, so it basically just works.
Now the other cool thing about our QWERTY unit is that if you use this with iOS devices, you get access to the whole keyboard. You don't have to use FDS and JKL for simulated Braille. You get access to the whole keyboard and the functionality of the entire phone. To do that, the big thing that you have to do is instead of choosing Bluetooth serial port, you choose Bluetooth for mobile devices. Mm-hmm. And then you get access to the entire keyboard.
And you can use the keyboard on a QWERTY for your iOS?
Yes, ma'am. That is exactly what I mean. And we're the only people who do it. Yay, hymns! It's fantastic!
I'm displaying a Braille. Right now, for some weird reason, I'm displayed in uncontracted Braille.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how to get it out.
You can change your... Hot quiz time! How do you change the Braille display settings for the hot key? Space G! And that will change, and the beauty of the the beauty of that is that it'll change contracted, uncontracted computer Braille, and it'll change your entire file to look like whatever you just changed the Braille code to.
That's awesome.
Other questions?
Real quick, as far as the different things go, do you guys plan on taking out English Braille in the near future and substituting between with UEB, or are you going to leave both in?
There is zero advantage in taking out literary Braille as we know it.
Yes.
That doesn't benefit us or you at all.
Thank you.
It's been around forever. We're not We are UEB compliant. We have been for years. Our next update, one of the things I can tell you that it will feature will be some bug fixes for UEB. That's not any of the cool stuff, but it's... there's no advantage in taking out the U.S. Rails, we know. Yes.
Question about Dropbox. I have Dropbox through a place where I work.
Okay.
And when I switched from my own account to the one at work, which of course gives me unlimited space, I can't.
Are we launching? Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. I have no attention span, and I was distracted by the cool tinkling noises.
I no longer have access to Dropbox through the business account that we have at work. I had no problem with a personal account, but now that I have unlimited space, I'd rather use the other, but I can't access it on my Rails list.
Call our tech support guys. They should be able to help you out with that. Okay. It's not something that I have an immediate answer for without tinkering. And I'm not trying to dodge the question with that, but it's just, we'll start experimenting, then it'll be 7 o'clock, and I'll have forgotten that everyone else is supposed to have done stuff.
And I'll be hungry.
Yeah, somebody will be hungry. Other questions?
Michaela,
go for it.
Is
this useful for you guys just to have like a Q&A thing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We are gonna do the Smart Beetle. We're all going to sing in unison to the tune of Red Robin. We're going to go, Smart Beetle! It's going to be awesome.
I already did that when you first said the Smart Beetle thing. All right.
And then we're all going to get sued. But anyway.
Let's get sued. Yay.
All right. Anyway, Michaela, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm not even a Braille sensitive to you. But
oh,
I'm
God help you.
Asking because I'm considering it. I use Braille on Apex now. And I know that you work for companies, so of course.
I did.
You're going to try and promote your own product, and I am going to talk to some other BrailleSense users.
Sure.
But what do you think of the advantages of a Braille note over a BrailleSense over a Braille note for a student?
Okay.
Ooh, I can totally answer that. I'm a teacher, and I prefer this.
I'll tell you what, that instead of me answering, because anything I say will be clouded by my hymn sales hat, I'll get back to it in a second if my friend over here leaves anything out. Go for it.
I find the interface much more user-friendly.
I agree.
I like the integrated Facebook and integrated YouTube and stuff like that. I think that's awesome. I like the way the display is. I like the thumb keys.
Oh, like the little front keys, keys?
Yeah, the front keys.
Yeah.
I'm old school. I kind of forget the new names for everything.
Yeah, I totally understand.
I'm visually handicapped. I actually, the only advantage as a student probably to the other product would be their integration of Netflix.
Let me talk about Nemeth.
All I see. Yeah, jump in there for me.
Okay.
I want to know.
Here's the good and the bad about Nemeth. First of all, what they do well. How's that for fair?
There you go.
They have a killer symbol finder thing.
Yes.
Now, I love their symbol indicator finder thing, and I'm moderately happy with their Nemeth tutorial, although I think some of the writing was meant for people that were smarter than me.
Yeah, I know who wrote it, I promise you.
I know it. I do too, and he is smarter than me. Now, what I like about our Nemeth is that we print where it looks like normal math. And I find that to be very useful. And the way that we do that, because there are tricks for everything. In order to make it print like it, so that it's normal math, you have to print it from a computer and not the Braille sense.
Why?
I'm sorry, did you say why?
No.
Okay, I was going to answer why. but if you save it as a Microsoft Word file, this is another opportunity when macros would come in really handy, because if you forget to save it as a Word file, if you have it tied into a macro, it'll do it for you. You can have it save as your name and today's date. You'll never overwrite anything. It's a great use of macros. If you save that Nemeth file as a Microsoft Word file, then you can print it from a computer, and it looks like normal, ordinary math. No codes, no whatever. Okay? So we both have pluses and minuses with Nemeth.
Would you enter the text in an MS file, or would you enter in a BRI?
I'm entering the text. Actually, there are two ways you can do it. There's always a choice for everything, right? I can enter it as a text file, or what I strongly recommend, and this is the only time that I recommend this, we have this old file format called HBL for Hems Braille something or other. I never use it for anything except Nemeth. And the reason I use it for Nemeth is that when I close my document, if it's set as a text file, it tries to translate all that Nemeth into text, and then it tries to untranslate it from text back into Nemeth, and it gets confused. So I limit its headaches by just using HBL for a Hems Braille file. And then I can go into that Nemeth file later on, and it still looks cool. It still looks right. Does that make sense? So to show how this works, we're going to go into the word processor. Now, I want an HBL file, and to show how I can create that, I'm just going to have him create a new file with space plus the letter N.
Sense document, S.
And that's what I want, is a sense document.
Top of document.
And now I can write my name, because I love writing my name.
Name.
It's enter plus N. I'm sorry. That's did I say space?
Enter.
I really don't know how to use these products. I work for a telemarketing firm that just tries to sell these to random people.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was being nice to you.
No, you're right. It's enter plus N. And what happens to me is if I'm talking and doing it at the same time, I get confused easily. Now, to write in Nemeth, I'm going to use backspace plus N.
Start Nemeth mode.
It says start Nemeth mode, and now I can go nuts. I can write the square root of 81, of actually we'll do 71.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that's
9. Start root 71,
then root. Equals?
Equal.
I have no idea, so I'm not going to bother to answer.
Enter.
Now, I could do a couple of other things. I'm just putting like a little triangle symbol.
Triangle.
Now, I'll do circle.
Circle.
Angle, I think.
Oh, that's a good place to have it.
Now at this point, I don't remember how to write an angle. What is it? EDA? I guess not.
EDO.
I love that thing.
There we go, right angle. Whatever. So now, if I want to save this, I'm going to save this as a Word file, right? Now, pop quiz time, how are we going to save?
S.
There you go, so we hit space and S.
Save it in the wrong box. Find the name. Name is HBL.
And I'm going to save it as Dave Math.
Dave.
Now, here's the tricky part. You got to remember to save it as a Word file.
HBL.
So I go over to type, and I got there by hitting tab. I hit down arrow or my scroll down buttons for doc, and I hit enter, and it automatically saves in my documents. If I wanted to save it to a different drive, I would tap over to a drive list, and I would backspace and choose a different drive. Now, there are several things that can happen from here. You can give it to your teacher with a thumb drive, or with email, or with Dropbox, or an SD card, or however you want. Here's what's cool. The teacher opens the file, right? They say, holy mackerel, you did this really well. And they write, great job, Stuart. Or whoever. You be good at math. And then they send it back to you, and you can open the Word file on your Braille Sense, and it shows up with literary Braille and Nemeth in the same file, and it looks beautiful.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, when the teacher is saving it, we recommend that they save it as an RTF.
What doc is an option?
I'm sorry?
What doc is an option?
Doc is an option. I find RTF works better. We do have a whole podcast, which was expertly done by yours truly, on Nemeth and the Braille Sense. I don't know what I'm talking about.
He does really well.
Is it on your YouTube channel?
It is not, and I wish it was. Our marketing person never put it up on the YouTube channel, but if you go to hems-inc.com/webinars, it's right there. Yep. Or if you send me an email, I'll send you the link to it.
Justin back here.
All right, Justin. What can we do for you?
Good question. Does the process you do have docs as a Word, or is it only doc?
We will open docs, we save as doc.
Okay, so I can have a teacher send me something in docs, you know?
Yes.
Okay. But it won't save in docs.
It'll save as a dot doc. Yeah. Now, just to finish Michaela's question about the comparison between the two of them, can I add a couple of things on that and I'll throw it open? The latest Braille Note upgrade, I think, is a great example, and I don't mean this as any disrespect to HumanWare, but their latest upgrade, I think, is an awesome example of what the Braille Sense is about. They have an exam mode that they're very excited about. You can password protect your Braille Note so that it's locked as a Braille display, and you basically use it as a Braille display. Well, that's what I have a Braille display for. If I want to do that, I could buy a Braille Edge or whatever, right? What I want is the ability to be able to lock out specific features. And on the Braille Sense, we've had that for over a year. So that you can, it's called function lock. It's poorly named, but it's a great function. And you can lock out specific features so that if you're a teacher, and it's not the manual, we have files that we'll send you for how to do it. We're trying to keep you students from being able to screw things up. It's out there. If you Google it hard enough, you'll find it. But you can totally lock out everything. If I don't want my students to be able to Facebook during a test, which I probably don't, then I can lock out Facebook. If I don't want them to go to YouTube during a test, which I probably don't, I can lock out YouTube. If I want them to have access to the internet, because it's an open book test, I leave access to the internet. I can customize it for the specific test or the specific circumstances.
Could you block the spell checker?
Yes.
Yes.
I can. Wow. So that's what I, and that is frankly what drew me to the Braille Sense. I was a user of the competitive product for a long, long time, for 13 years. I started to use the Braille Sense before I worked for him. So my wife bought a Braille Sense when I worked for HumanWare, an astounding show of loyalty. And then she was able to do all this stuff that I wasn't. And I saw this product sort of jumping by leaps and bounds, and so I switched, and then I got a job at the company. But I think that's a really good example of some of the innovative work that we do. Instead of just automatically telling you what you want locked out, we let you choose. Now, let's take it a step further, oh teachers. You get a teacher that's visually impaired. They don't want to know how to lock all this stuff out. They don't want to have to set up a password. What can you do to do that for you?
A macro.
And if you don't want to write the macro as a TBI, and you don't, I'll do it for you.
$19.95.
It's crazy easy. It's the sheer versatility of the thing. I can give you other stats and stuff, how we have 4 times the memory, twice the processor speed, and all that kind of stuff, but we don't care about that. We want actual features. But does that help answer your question, Michaela?
Much better. And also, I agree with you about the exam mode. That's okay, but a lot of teachers may not be good with who aren't TBIs, may not be good with the Braille keyboard.
Well, here's the thing. If I wanted you to use a Braille display for a test, I'll just get you a Braille display.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, I hear a question back here.
Mindy Jacobson, New York.
Yes.
One thing that might seem awfully simple that I think is the head and shoulders above the opposing product is the file system for the Braille Sense.
Here's what we try to do. No, we don't always do it as successfully as probably we could. We try to have a file system that is going to look like your computer. We want you to be able to automatically save files that are openable on your computer. We want you to have keys that you're going to use on your computer. Our function keys work as something like our Windows key, a menu key, a tab key, an escape key. We want to have a sense of normality about the unit so that you're learning concepts on the Braille Sense that are transferable and usable on your computer, whether it's a PC or a Mac. I do want to pass the Smart Beetle around as soon as I can find it.
Does it move yet?
Does the Smart Beetle move?
Yeah.
No, it depends. It depends on what you pop. Oh, you mean as far as the dots and stuff? Okay, because I used to be carrying around a shell that didn't move, and the dots move on this, but it's not going to jump across the room for you.
What is this
Okay, what the Smart Beetle's going to do, first of all, it's going to hide. There it is! Yay, me! Okay, this is our latest, and I haven't talked about the Braille Edge at all, and we'll spend a couple minutes talking about the Braille Edge, because it's not going away. For those of you who are Smart Beetle going to replace this Braille Edge, no. The Smart Beetle is a 14-cell Braille display. It is what sets it apart. There's several things that will set it apart. I'm going to go ahead and pass it around. It is not paired to anything at the moment because I don't want you people looking at my text. Just like I don't want to look at your text.
You've already seen this book list. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, my book list is more interesting than that. I didn't say how it's interesting. I've never really seen it. This might be the first podcast that AG guys has that take 10,000 just so people can laugh a day. So the Smart Beetle it's a very small display. It, by the way, happens to be on special for $11.95 to show, plus an executive products carrying case. It comes from B3 through B5. You can order them today. We've already had a couple of orders. They'll be shipped out immediately. Now, pop quiz time. What is so significant about calling it a beetle?
It connects to six different devices.
Yes! Six different devices. One for each leg of the beetle. So you can be hooked up to five Bluetooth devices
and one USB,
and one USB device and flip from one to the other to the other to the other to the other.
So why is it a ladybug?
I don't know, because we like beetle better. All I know is that the U.S. office came up with Smart, and the Korean office came up with Beetle, so we squished the two together.
Korean office? That's interesting.
So that is what's so cool about this. The other thing that this will do, that no other Braille display will do, is we have a Bluetooth keyboard emulator, which allows us to take control of the translation of your Braille, so that we can write in contracted Braille on devices that otherwise won't support it, such as Android devices, or Window Eyes, or what is it, NVDA, does it support contracted Braille?
No, it does not.
It does for me.
Well.
Okay, it either does or doesn't, but on the Smart Beetle, you wouldn't have to debate it because it would. How's that for a great segue?
That's awesome.
So if your device doesn't support contracted Braille entry, you can still use contracted Braille entry on the Smart Beetle. It also means that if you choose, you can use our translation instead of iOS translation for Apple devices.
Yes.
Now, that's the good news. Here's the not quite so good news. Okay? There are technically... Now, don't all groan, because we have a solution. Don't worry. There are technically not drivers for Apple for the Smart Beetle at the moment.
Oh.
However, we fooled Apple. Apple thinks that it's a Braille sense. Ha! And it works fine. There's a little piece of Braille paper in the Smart Beetle box that tells you how to make this work on your Smart Beetle. It's about a two-key command bit. And until Apple, which takes its own time with everything, puts the real-life Smart Beetle files in there, we have fooled Apple, and it thinks it's a Braille sense, and it works fine.
That's so cool.
But I wanted to tell you that so that you wouldn't get this and say, oh, you didn't have drivers, you didn't tell me, you skeezy, evil salesperson, dude. Which is all true, but I did tell you. So, yeah. So there you go.
Justin.
Go for it.
So, just a quick question, because I really like to get this thing, but the only thing that's holding me back is the size. So, are there plans in the future to increase it to even an 18? Awesome.
All I can really tell you at this point is that this is what and this has not been as a cagey answer. Don't read anything into this answer. Any company worth its weight in salt is always working on future products. What I can tell you is that what I have right now is a Smart Beetle with a 14-cell display. I do not know of specific timetables or specific plans to make specific products that are bigger, smaller, whatever. But I can tell you that as any company would, we are looking at doing a number of things that are happening behind the scenes.
There was a Blaze EZ last year. There's a Blaze ET this year.
That's right. And in large part, we have an ET because EZ users said, we want a keypad. So we gave you a keypad.
Yep.
So, all you can really talk about in technology is what you have now. Anything else is vaporware.
I have a question about the Smart Beetle.
Bring it on.
Can you store notes? Can you take notes? Or
no.
Just
it is a Braille display. Right. It has no other brain.
All right.
Which brings us conveniently to talking about the Braille Edge, which does have.
Can I ask one quick question?
Yes, you just did.
I have a refresher Braille, which has worked very nicely for many years. And suddenly, since 8.4 came out, when I tried to type any kind of a punctuation, be it period, question mark, whatever, I don't see the punctuation at the end of a sentence. And I always have before. I'm wondering if that's an 8.4 thing, and then are we seeing it on Beetle and the Braille sense?
Once I hit the space bar, I'm seeing my punctuation. I'm not seeing it until I hit the space bar, but then I'm seeing the punctuation on my Braille sensor, my Smart Beetle, or my Braille Edge.
Yeah, I didn't know from 8.4 yet. I'm waiting for the
bugs
to be on.
Oh God, you'll be waiting forever.
I know.
That's what I do too.
Yeah, iOS 34.
Yeah, but I remember when iOS 6 came out, I didn't wait, and then our Braille displays didn't work forever.
And that is part of why we have taken control of things like the keyboard and the translation and stuff to try to prevent things from happening like that again.
Yeah.
Because Apple giveth and Apple taketh away.
Yeah,
they
do not know.
And one update.
I'm sorry?
In a single update.
In a single update, yes. They can give and take in a single update.
Dave, would you say you were writing the Edge then?
Yes, we're right at the edge of Braille success. I do want to. Are there any other Smart Beetle questions before we move on to the Edge?
I like it.
Cool.
One
other feature that we have on here that doesn't exist on any other dedicated Braille display that I know of. We do have a one-handed mode. So that you could use this in a one-handed mode with your iOS device or your computer.
I think the refresh Braille has one hand.
It might. Well, that's why I always qualify with that I know of.
Yeah.
But it does have a one-handed mode.
I just tell you so that you know, because it does have
it. No, I appreciate that. I do want to talk about the Braille Edge a little bit. Who in here is not familiar with the Braille Edge?
Me.
Okay.
The
Braille Edge is a dedicated Braille display. Its primary reason to exist is to hook up to other devices such as your iPhone, iPad, computer, whatever. However, it does have an SD card slot, and as a result, you can write like a scratch pad. You can read books that are BRF files that you download onto your SD card. It has a calendar. It has a basic calculator, it has a stopwatch, and it has a countdown timer. And it's $1,000 cheaper than the other 40-cell Braille display that offers substantially the same thing that's being offered next door. So,
how much is it?
It's $2,995, and at the show, it's $2,695. So, for a 40-cell Braille display that has basic note-taking capabilities, a schedule manager, a calendar, a stopwatch, a timer, and something that I'm forgetting, a calculator. It's a pretty good deal.
Justin?
Go for it.
Does that one come slightly smaller?
This comes as a 40-cell display.
The Edge is only 40?
Right. It's not only 40, it's 40 fantastic cells of It's 40 grand. It's giving you the full Braille experience with a full 40 cells of Braille.
I do think it might appear smaller than the other, though, because I think the design is
just... Yeah.
That's what I think.
Right. No, and I would agree.
Aubrey?
Yes. Bring on.
But what's the discount?
For
show.
Oh, the show discount? The BrailleSense retails for $5,595. The show, it's $4,995, plus we'll pay the shipping. The YouTube Mini, which I did not bring with me because they insisted that I leave some sort of product back down in the booth, is selling at the show for, what's it retail for? $39.95, and it's selling for $34.95. I think that's right. It's $500 off of whatever the retail price is. And I've got the YouTube Mini pop quiz time. What features are different between the YouTube Mini and the YouTube?
USB ports.
No features. The extra batteries, not hardware, but features. What's different? None is correct. There are some hardware differences. You get an extra battery with the U2 Mini, the USB ports. There's some hardware differences. There are no feature differences. It is the same product in a smaller box.
I win.
Yeah, she
gets a free product.
We have these
cool little cloth bags. Let's figure it out.
We have these cool little cloth bags downstairs that we're giving away that are free. So you're welcome to grab one of your product.
So how come I didn't get one?
Well, come back, because I forgot to hand it to you.
Okay, well, I'm
not
coming back.
Oh, come on back by. We don't want to carry him home.
No, we don't need to spend more money.
No, we'll give you a bag.
Oh, yeah. All
right. And we've got about 5 minutes before I have to be quiet and hand it over to the next to the next part of this whole bit. Do we have any other questions about any HIMS blindness products?
Yes.
Lazy King.
Okay, the Easy and the ET, we come back later this afternoon.
Okay, what time?
processor. I don't know. 3:40. Is it
4:15
to 5?
Yeah, yeah.
But don't leave yet, because we still got five or six minutes to go.
Is the Braille, is the YouTube going to be? Are you going to continue to? Support that, or they better.
The Braille, okay, here's the, this is not, the general answer to that is we will support older products as long as we can. There will come a time when there are some features that we can't put on to some devices. As an example, I can't put the function lock onto the Braille Sense Plus. We will update older devices as we can, as the processor and room, et cetera, permits, as long as we can. But understand that, I mean, the Braille Sense Plus is what, 6-7 years old now? Something like that? At some point, it will come to an end.
Amanda has a question.
As an example of that, the voice sense, we've gone as far as we can go. But we're still, we'll repair them until the end of time, and we will provide updates as long as we can on older products. Yes, Amanda?
So I heard that the Braille Edge does support UEB, but like in the Braille table list under the options, it doesn't give it.
It does not.
No.
Now, here's...
That's really
the UE, okay, it's a double-edged sword.
Okay.
The Braille Edge, as any Braille display, will support UEB when it's hooked up to a device that's sending UEB to the device when you're using it as a Braille display. It is not supporting UEB at this moment in the notepad feature. It will, by the end of the year, there will be an upgrade.
Oh, good.
And it will be free. Because all HIMS upgrades have always been free, and always will be.
Okay, now the other thing that I'm having problems with is, and this is just a real quick thing, whenever I go to select a block of text and cut, copy, or delete, it sits there until I reset the unit.
And you updated with last November,
yeah,
December release?
My agency was the one that was.
Please send that to us. That you're having trouble with it, because if you're having trouble, someone else is probably having trouble, and we can try to isolate the problem.
Okay, I hear the issue again.
She's having issue cutting or copying text in the notepad.
Oh, in the notepad.
Justin?
Yes.
Quick question. You have Facebook integrations. What about us, Twitter?
Twitter's there.
Oh, it is Twitter.
Twitter's there.
That's been there since 2011.
Twitter's in the Braille sense.
Beautiful.
And to prove that it's there, because you should never take a sales guy's word for it.
File manager. There.
We go to the social networking.
Yep. Set time and date. T.
Oops, except that I went to...
Type. Doc.
Yeah, I don't know how to use this thing.
Cancel. File manager. There.
And here's Twitter.
Twitter. T.
Which brings up a really interesting... There will be some interesting things happening on the HIMS Twitter account later this week. If you aren't following us on Twitter, I would advise that you do. There'll be some neat stuff happening later in the week.
Cool.
Derek with a question about product repair and upgrades.
Bring it on.
Does the repair and upgrade policy also apply to the book census?
We released a book since update, and we released new firmware earlier this year. I don't know if there'll ever be any other firmware for the book since. We will repair them as long as, you know, forever. I would doubt there will be any future upgrades to the book since. I mean, again, it's been out since 2009, whatever it is, so it's 6 years old. At some point, you migrate over to the EZ and the ET. But there was software released earlier this year.
And technically, the birthday was this month, because it was Detroit when it debuted.
Yeah.
Mine turns 6 tomorrow. I bought it 6
years. Wow.
Happy birthday.
Michaela.
Okay, I've got Michaela, and then I've got one person in the back.
Two people in the back.
Yes, Michaela.
Okay, is there any way that I can get into
that? You throw things at me. I'm sorry.
Sure, I'll throw things at you. is there any way that I can get in touch with you at the convention? My Braille son broke yesterday right when I needed it most.
Yes. You've got the phone number I gave you earlier will work. See me afterwards when we step outside of here, and we'll. Are you going to stick around for the low vision stuff?
No.
Okay, let's talk right after this.
Awesome. Yay.
Okay, into the back.
Aubrey, so I'm kind of like Michaela. I'm going to switch from the Braille to the Braille.
Okay. You can take any file that you want and make it read only.
Right, but it's not a specific program.
At this moment, I do not have something like that. But you can use, again, a macro that would automatically turn it into a read only file.
Dave, Leslie, quick question. You answered my question about turning it and the input into grade 2 Braille, but unfortunately, it's in contraction. Track and Braille in the options, and when I go out, it's turning back into regular uncontracted Braille. So
in the file, in the file, or in see me after
everywhere.
Okay, I think I know what it's doing.
Oh, you do. I think outside after.
Yeah, well, you and Michaela and I'll hang out afterwards, and it keeps me from having to go back to the booth. And I'd rather be up here anymore.
I got a 10-second question.
10-second question.
My classic died finally 2 months ago.
Okay.
Can it be repaired?
Yes. That is a much less than 10-second question.
That's all.
Hang on a second.
Yes. Time.
You're bad.
All right. Well,
this is only Monday. Imagine what it's like on Thursday.
Okay. So this is Albano.
Okay.
Actually, so there is one thing that the Braille sense is lacking, which is just really, 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 really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a games app.
Oh, what?
Like the text adventure games?
Right. Right.
It absolutely needs to have that.
Yes. Let me leave you with this. And I don't mean to discount the games bit.
Uh-huh.
But here's the dilemma that we run into with things like this.
Okay.
If every time that we add a feature, we take time away from adding another feature. So that, here are the questions that we have to wrestle with when we're looking at things. If I add a games app, this is crude, but it's the way it works. How many units do I sell by adding a games app?
None.
So here's what we sort of end up facing with that. If I can add a games app, or I can add, say, function lock, going back to a year ago, I go with function lock because then it gives me more versatility in schools. So what I'm asking you to keep in mind when you think of suggestions and features is how much more interest does it generate in the product? And I'm not saying that a games app wouldn't generate that interest. I'm asking if it would. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
The reality of this business is that we're making products we're a small company making products for a small group of people that are being done by a small group of people. And everything that we do takes time away from something else. And that's the way with any of these AT companies that are here. If you have suggestions, such as a games app, which I have heard before, please send those suggestions to me. I will make sure that our programmers get them. We are, I think, very responsive to feedback. If we hear a suggestion enough, and if it's possible, we will do it. But that is the type of dilemma. There are all kinds of things that we could do just because we could. I mean, I think about, you know, you used to be able to use a Pac-Man as a remote control for a car. You know,
it was,
it was pointless, but it was fun. It was cool. It had this little IR port. You could drive your little remote control vehicles around with a several thousand dollar remote. I don't know if it sold any product. I'm not making fun of it. I had this remote control tank that I would drive around. That was awesome. You know, so there are all kinds of things that you can do, but it's a matter of, you know, but as a result, poor Pac-Man never did much else.
It's a useless product.
But it was a heck of a remote control.
Oh, you are so bad.
So, but that's the kind of dilemmas that we run into when we're trying to figure out what to do with these things.
Follow-up question, Drew.
Yeah, follow-up question, yes.
Is there a developer kit or interface to somebody that really wants the games app that actually provides it?
Yes.
SDK, wasn't
there's
it?
An SDK, and if you get in touch with us, we can put we can get it to you.
Is it free?
I think it is. I think you just have to convince us that you're not going to do something that's going to destroy the unit. But get in touch with me afterwards, or at some point we'll see if we can get you in touch with an SDK. Okay? Because then you can develop your games app and you can sell it. Yeah. Michael, here you have
the
visual
part of the games app, but you can sell an app.
Michael's not coming.
Well, we'll stay here until Michael Rowley shows up.
Yeah.
Is Michael Rowley here yet?
No. Awesome. He's waiting outside the door.
Is he waiting outside the door?
No.
Are you out there, Michael?
He would come in. I think he knows to open the door.
If you want to come in, open the door.
Dave, it's Leslie again with that SDK app.
Yes.
Would be good for correcting some of the translation in the Bible program with the church?
It probably would. I'm not a programmer. If there are translation issues that you come across, send them to us.
But there's several different versions. I mean, it'd be easier just for someone to go in and once they see them, you know.
It may be.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like YOU is you.
Right.
Like weird stuff.
Yeah. Right.
So.
And the reality with that is that was an app that was developed and then nothing was done afterwards because it was a free app and we're like, hey, we're done with that.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, someone like me has an interest because I use it almost right. Every Sunday. So.
Right. No, I totally get that.
Okay. So would that be?
I am not sure of how that app was done. It is conceivable. You would want to be able to program before you took on something like that.
Dave, I have a question about. This is Mindy. I have a question about the media program.
Okay.
When I use it, it would be helpful for me to know where I am on the display.
Right.
So does anybody else ever request this? Is this something?
Kind of like the marching G's that you get on the product.
Right.
I always like the marching G's.
Yeah. But I use it for teaching and for. Learning music myself, and it would
right.
be such a big help.
Send that to us. I honestly don't think anyone has ever mentioned that before. I've thought it, and I've never mentioned it, because if I mention things, people are just like, they've got all time on their hands. Whereas if you mention it, they're like, hey, if I mention that, it might be important. Dave didn't mention it, so somebody must want it. You can send it to support@hymn-inc.com, or you can send it to me.
Okay.
At dave@hymn-inc.com.
A lot of email.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I we like hearing from you.
Yeah.
Part of what I've really enjoyed about my couple of my time spent with him so far is that we are a very responsive company. We are never as responsive as everyone wants us to be because everyone wants something different. So some people get what they want and some people don't. But we really do try to be as responsive as we possibly can be. And that's one of the things that I found to be very enjoyable about working here.
Hey, Leslie, are we ever
going to
be able to create...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are we ever going to... be able to create Excel and PowerPoint files? I know we can read them.
We can read them, but we can't
create them. I don't know the answer to that question. I really don't. I know that there's things that have been looked at. I can't give an intelligent answer on that question.
Okay.
It would sure be cool.
At least have a spreadsheet program on there.
Well, now you do have a spreadsheet program on there. You can use that database manager and create CSVs that you can move over to Excel. And the database program, as far as I'm concerned, another one of Dave's soapboxes, is one of the most underutilized features of both our product and the competitive product. The database manager rocks.
And we can export it to Excel.
You can export it to Excel. You just save it as a CSV file, and it will open in any spreadsheet program.
Okay. Thank you.
And I use the database for all kinds of stuff. I've been using it for getting contacts here. I use it for my running log so I can keep track of how far I've gone so I can look at it a year from now when I don't go as far and be depressed. I use the database manager for all kinds of stuff. And if you haven't experimented with it, it's under Organizer in the database manager, and it's awesome. And it's totally underutilized.
Justin.
Okay, one more question, Justin, then we're going to break and we're going to find Michael Rowley.
Okay. This is a really minor thing.
Okay.
Is there a way to fix eloquence on that thing to stop speaking in the Jaws PC help voice? Because it's all low and gravelly.
You can change the pitch. At the moment, the only voice you have is Bree.
Wow. Right, but you know what I was talking about how like it's being that way to you in between. I don't do that.
You can change the pitch. You can change the pitch.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to sit here and picture it in my head. Is it F1 or F4 in backspace and enter? Is it F? So it's F4 and you use either enter or backspace.
Backspace and F1, backspace and F4.
Right. Okay, yeah, backspace F1, backspace F4. I'm the most visual blind person alive. I have to be doing it for it to make any sense to me. So you can raise and lower the pitch of that voice. Any last minute questions before I clear out for an hour and 20 minutes or whatever it is while Michael Rowley does location stuff?
Apparently not.
No more questions. All right, again, we're at booths B3 through B5. You're all going to follow us on Twitter so that you can be aware of some cool stuff happening later this week. You're going to look for us at all of the conferences coming up this fall. You're going to be sending me suggestions to dave@hims-inc.com, and we're all going to go down the Hims-tastic road together because it's a Hims-tastic day in the neighborhood. And my smart beetle's out there somewhere, and I know who you are.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.